Hi, this is Mike Vernon, and you're listening to Dave Raven on the award-winning Raven and Blues.
Here, cowbell in the end. That's cowbell at the very end. Kim Wilson, taken from his album, which came out about 4 or 5 weeks ago, called Blues and Boogie Volume 1, which probably means there's going to be a Volume 2 along the way as well. That's a track opening up the Raven and the Blues and Learn to Treat Me Right. That is so true. My name's Dave Raven. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues. The show coming to you this week from halfway through the length of France on the outskirts of Lyon. After a long drive yesterday, a shorter drive today, basically, but do the show early and then set off down for the south of France. A mix of mostly new stuff and a couple of suggestions and some requests and various things to come. Let's follow on now with an album which I got last Friday. I just finished putting the show together, and then all of a sudden I got a bing from Lucy Zirins, who I love to bits, and saying, Dave, I'd like you to have the heads up. I'd like you to be first to have my new album. And I went, oh, Lucy, I've just finished the show. And so basically all the other DJs got it later on that day. And if only I'd had a chance to play it last week. But anyway, the album is called Live at the Old Courts. It is just so good. It's live, obviously, at the Old Courts. And I'm going to play this track because it's very special. And I won't tell you why it's special. If you ever see Lucy working, and you really should, go and say, why is Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor special for Dave Raven? And she'll tell you.
Make me down. Your flow. peace of mind. Hanging around with some good time friends of mine. Oh, they treat me very nice and kind when I've got a dollar and a dime. So won't you just make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down all that pallet soft and low. 'Cause man, I'm tired and I got no place to go. Just make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down a pallet soft and low. 'Cause man, I'm tired and I got no place to go. Going up the country with wind blows, going up the country where the cold wind blows, up to the country, oh, where the cold wind blows. When I'll be back, nobody knows. So won't you just make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make me down, oh, a pallet soft and low. Man, I'm tired and I got no place to go. Man, I'm tired and I got no place to go. Man, I'm tired and I got no place to go.
Gorgeousness in 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Yay. The wonderful Lucy Zirin's, her new album, Live at the Old Courts, beautifully recorded, just been released. She was saying this week, it's probably the same all over the world, Christmas time, sending Christmas cards. So you go to the post office and there's this huge queue of people buying 6 million stamps. Anyway, this week she posts all the orders out and she goes to the post office where she lives, and there's all the old dears waiting to buy their stamps for their Christmas cards, and she's got like 300 packets to send out of CDs, which is awfully good. Lucy Zirin's, you can get it from her website. You'll find that link on the Raven and the Blues page, and Make Me Down a Pallet on Your Floor. If you see her working live, ask her why it's special. Okay, after I played Black Coffee last week from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa, a flurry of emails, just like snow, from people saying, that's terrible. I didn't say I loved it. I said it was a bit of a kitchen sink production with everything in there, but nevertheless. And a couple of people, including a fellow DJ, Cliff McKnight, sent me their favourite versions of Black Coffee, which is very sweet of them. I didn't refer to any. I said it's been covered by many people over the years. The odd thing is, it's written by Ike Turner, but I've never heard it by Ike Turner, which is, I'm not quite sure, I presume he did record it somewhere, but I've never heard it. And the most famous one, which I'm going to play in a second, but nevertheless, another person, not Cliff McKnight, said, how about this one? And so I'm going to join the two together. They're both different. I think you'll enjoy it. First of all, the staggering Peggy Lee.
Hi.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams too dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
Black coat.
one of the best bands in the world, ever. I'll brook no argument on that. That's Humble Pie. The number of nights that we've sat as DJs with lots of wine and beer and cigarettes and all kinds of other stuff, arguing the merits and demerits of Little Feat and Clapton and Cream and Humble Pie and the Faces and the Who and the like. But that is the definitive version without a doubt. Thanks to Cliff McKnight for sending me his copy of it, but I already had it here anyway, of Black Coffee. Until I hear Ike Turner's original, presumably he did record it, I guess, somewhere. And before that, that was Humble Pie from the album Eat It, back in the early 70s, and before that from the 60s, Peggy Lee, and a track from an album called Peggy Lee, and a very different number, but with the same name, and Black Coffee. Okay, next on the Raven and the Blues, this is a single which has been released to raise money for Danny's charity in Africa. Danny has been heavily involved in looking after an African charity of young kids. I think it's on the northwest coast, I think. Don't hold me to that. And she goes out regularly, she raises money for them, and she has a track which she's released as a special track. £2 you pay for it, and all that money goes to charity, her charity. And here it is, Danny Wilde and the track Refugee. link to Danny Wilde's website is on the Raven and Blues page, ravenblues.co.uk. £2 will buy you that single, and all the money goes to her charity in Africa. Danny Wilde and Refugee, and she's coming to the boat. She's just become a mum, and she's taking time off touring, and she's coming to the boat early in 2018 with her brother Will, I think, which would be fabulous to do a live session. Okay, talking of 2018, I know it's not too far away. On the 26th of January next year, it's the 100th anniversary of the birth of Elmore James. And it's being celebrated with an album called Strange Angels, and people singing Elmore James songs, tributes to them. Molly Marriott's on it, who we played her dad, Steve Marriott, with Humble Pie a few minutes ago. And here's somebody else is on it as well. This is a sampler from the album, and it's the complete sort of, with outtakes and the beginnings and the end. So it'll have a strange beginning, but you'll soon understand why. So from the album Strange Angels, coming out in a month's time, Tom Jones and Done Somebody Wrong.
Yeah.
Let's go.
The bells have tolled, my baby caught that train. Must have done somebody wrong. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, Tom.
Whoa. Well, it felt good.
Yeah. It was good, Tom.
That ain't good. Everybody going to the hospital.
Tom Jones with the gang, and the album Strange Angels coming out in a month's time, 26th of January, and Done Somebody Wrong. I'm always a bit torn on these tributes. The Muddy Waters 101 was goodish, and this probably is going to be goodish too, if you know what I mean. Okay, a nice scoop on that one, though. One of my many years in radio, and a lot of it, after I'd stopped being a DJ and became sort of program direction and station management and stuff, meant you were looking after other DJs. And some of your best DJs were the most raucous on air, the ones you couldn't trust. And the name of this band brings back a shiver down my spine in Gibraltar, where one of my staff referred to cheap red wine as Dago Red. And the Spanish and the Gibraltarians were a bit upset. Those were the days. Dago Red is a band The album is called Cicada, and here's a track from it called Heading Home.
I've been waiting all of my life for no one to come, looking far behind for no one to come. Many times I've been told words that made me cold, words that made me wrong. Now I know, made me cold. All of my days are nearly done. May the breather, my home. So to close my eyes and fall in, feeling alright, feeling alright, feeling alright, feeling alright. Trying all of my life to be born again, where don't know where to be born again. Many times now I know I've been heading home, I've been walking home, I've been walking home. Now I know all of my nights are nearly gone. Me to breathe my home, so to close my eyes and fall in, feeling alright, feeling alright.
just so lovely. Almost stuck for words there. I was just thinking in the final few seconds as that track was playing, they kind of remind me of Hazmat Modine out of New York, because it's kind of similar. It's a six-piece band out of Italy, from D'Abruzzo in Italy, home of some fabulous wine. Montepulciano D'Abruzzo is lovely, lovely red wine. The band are called Dago Red, been going for about 20 years now. That's their new album, Cicada, and that is a fabulous track from it. If you enjoy that, you'll love the album. Anyway, links, of course, ravenandblues.co.uk or even raven.dj. Simple as that. Type that in your browser and just be amazed at where it takes you. Samantha Fish is next. Belle of the West and I Need You More. You more than you will ever know. Samantha Fish Amazing girl. I mean, she's good looking, which is always a good start. Had two great albums in 1 year, Chosen Fever and Belle of the West, and one very much more sort of 60s, 70s rocky, and this last one much more hill country in a way, and they're both so good. She just finished a UK tour, which I think sold out almost everywhere, and obviously next time she comes back, it's going to be much bigger venues. Great stuff indeed. Here's an album which was launched, where are we now? Mid-November, about a month ago, up in Chesterfield, his hometown, Ben Miles. His album is Great Unknown. Here is the title track.
Tell the whole damn world that I will love her for eternity, and she will always be the only one for me. And our laughter will echo unto the great unknown. Young man in the backseat singing, said I really am on top of the world, and I cannot wait to tell everyone how I've seen America and how proud everyone at home will be of me. And I can't wait to tell everyone of all the things I've done and seen. And our laughter will echo unto the great unknown. Boy, but I'm afraid of when we get home, they'll chew him up and spit him out, make him so sad like everyone else I know. Why can't we just run away? Where we break down, that's where we'll make our home. And the laughter will echo into the great unknown.
Long time. When coming back home to find
peace of mind.
The motherland was calling to her lost child. He was out in her wilderness running wild. But then the blues went to Africa. Yes, it went back home. Been gone so long, that's why I hear the moaning.
O blues embora África. O blues embora África. Quando é mamãe, moço, no teu África. O blues é blues do África.
Terrible. I was dad dancing in my chair. Mighty Mo Rodgers and Baba Sissoko, the album which is definitely in my top 20, maybe even in my top 10 albums of the year, Griot Blues. And the blues went to Africa. And before that, Ben Miles and the title track of his new album, The Great Unknown. A good link in that, at the end of the, he was singing in the lyrics of Ben Miles, they were talking about setting off and where they break down, that's where they will live. And a friend of mine, her parents set off from South Africa. I guess it'll be the 40s, early 50s, perhaps, roughly around about that time, possibly, even probably early, perhaps, I don't know, sometime in the 40s, set up from South Africa, driving up through Africa. It was obviously quite doable in those days. And they broke down, and where they broke down, there was like a crossroads, and there was just loads of other dead cars and other stuff. And so her father said, it's a good place to have a garage here, and that's what they did, garage and scrap metal and things in the middle of Africa. Okay, two ladies side by side, both very different. One is Miss Freddie, the second is Andrea Marr. Both of them, Miss Freddie's going to fix you and Andrea Marr is going to take you to the bedroom. I think either is a good option, isn't it, really?
You come home tired, been working all day. You need a nurse to take those aches away. Miss Freddy's gonna fix ya. Miss Freddy's gonna fix ya. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Freddy's gonna fix ya. I'll fix you up fine. I'll take you in. Look after you. You'll be a new man before I'm through. Miss Freddy's gonna fix ya. I said I would, baby. Miss Freddy's gonna fix ya. Uh-huh. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Freddy's gonna fix ya. I'll fix you up fine. Quit drinking that poison, popping them pills. All the stuff only adds to your ill. You need a bowl of soup for your soul, yeah.
sick with me, baby. Is everything gonna be alright? Stick with me anytime. It'll be all right. Morning, noon, and night, sugar. You come home tired, been working all day. You need a nurse to take those aches away. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. I said I would, honey. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. Uh-huh. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. We'll fix you up fine. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. We'll fix you up fine. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. We'll fix you up fine.
Song. As men think that women want to talk all night long. You know, sometimes I don't want to talk at all. I just want to get busy. I don't know what you want to do now, baby, but I wanna get busy. Infatuation keeps you under my skin. Can't wait till you and I begin. Breath to breath, skin to skin. Love like this sure ain't no sin. Hesitate at a moment, flies. I can see fire, green eyes. So if it's all right with you, let's take it to the bedroom. Right here, right now, now. Say if it's all right with you, let's take it to the bedroom. Ow! You got to take me there, baby. Don't say a word. Don't say a word.
That's so good. Andrea Marr and Let's Take It to the Bedroom. That's going to track off her forthcoming album. And before that, you heard Miss Feddy's Gonna Get You, which is taken from the album The Lady of the Blues. Something has gone very strange. I'm getting an answer phone message somewhere. But nevertheless, we'll keep on going. It's the penalties of doing stuff on the road. Okay, next week it'll be the show. We'll be coming to you from the south of France, where the weather should be hopefully warmer. Let's follow on with an album now, which came out about a month ago, I guess. Howling at Greaseland, and it's recorded in California, and it's a tribute to Howlin' Wolf. The Greaseland All-Stars, here is Henry Gray on the vocals and Little Red Rooster.
I've got a little rooster to lay the little crow day. Why he came back to me upon yonder? What a dog they start barking. I'm looking in the house. What a dog they start barking. What a look out drinking people. Red rooster on the prowl. Have you seen my little red rooster? Thank you.
Lovely. When I played Mavis Staples some weeks ago, I said there can't be many people who've done six.
Did you play on the original recording?
Yes, you did, Henry.
That's the last thing he made. Last thing we made, he died. Yeah.
Okay, that's Henry Gray, age 92. Mavis, I was playing Mavis Staples. I said there can't be many people who had 6 decades of performing and singing. He's had seven and a bit, almost eight actually. Henry Gray recorded this year. He's now, as I say, 92 years old. He did play with Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters and Billy Boy Arnold and all the rest of them as well. And that's a track taken from the album Greaseland All Stars and Little Red Rooster. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues for this week. I'm about to get in the car. 500 miles yesterday, another 400 miles today. And then next week I'll be talking to you from the south of France. Okay, thanks for giving me an hour of your time. Email address, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website, raven.dj. That's all you need to know. Raven.dj, who takes you everywhere and all the shows going back some 12 years. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. I know time is extremely valuable. I've enjoyed some great podcasts on the way down yesterday. Looking forward to some more today. And I think it's probably going to be... No, I won't say what it's going to be. That's unfair. Okay. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. What am I closing with? Oh, yes. The Sawmill Roots Orchestra. Andres Roots, basically, out of Estonia. And this is a new album. And here's a track called Meow Meow. Meow. Bye, pussies. Bye-bye.